This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
All right, we're halfway home on a Tuesday. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Getting back into the swing of things after a day off yesterday. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel, executive producer Ben Higgins. Man, what a mensch this guy is to my left. I got us in a little bit of a pickle. And I dragged you down with me. Well, at the end of the day,
Ben's thinking, don't you always?
Yeah, don't I always? And I feel bad. But my wife actually is to blame. My wife Hannah is to blame for this. And we were driving yesterday out to Joshua Tree. And we loaded up the Ben bus, had the kids in the back. And we were making the trek out. And her mother, Susie, texted her and said, so my father-in-law, Scott, who is just the greatest dude. You've met Scott. Really, really nice man. Very kind.
Only like once or twice, though.
That leads
keep
into that the
in,
story.
Keep that in mind.
Keep that in mind.
As this story continues.
Very kind, generous, patient man. You'd have to be, right, to be him. He's turning 75 years old in April, and my mother-in-law wants to throw him a big 70. That's a milestone, right? You go 21, you go 25 is a big one. You go 30, you go 40, you go 50, 60, 70,
75.
Right? Then it starts going in increments of 5. Then you do it every year because you're like, I'm lucky to be here. But so he's turning 75 years old. And I hope I have that number right. I think that's what it is. But she texted Hannah, do you have any ideas, like any themes? And Hannah said, what about a casino night? And she goes, I don't want to do that. She said, all right, well, what about like a country night? And she goes, I don't want to do that either. Hannah said, what about a roast? And her mom said, yep, that's it. We're doing a roast. And then she texts back, does Steven know of anybody that could host the roast? And I started thinking about people I know, and I'm like, no, nobody that really knows him at all. And Hannah goes, it'd be funny if you and Ben did it. I go, yeah, hysterical, as I'm driving out to Joshua Tree. So funny. And so she texted her mom, what about Ben and Woods? Ha, ha, ha. Her mom writes back, yep, I'm in. How much? And I go, oh, my God, Hannah. And she goes, don't worry. She'll forget about it. So we're driving home from Joshua Tree, and I get a text, and it's from Susie. So would you and Ben be interested in hosting this roast? It's a roast and toast of Scott.
That's better than, hey, thanks so much.
Yes. Yeah, at least she asked me. But when your mother-in-law, who you're terrified of, asks you to do something, the answer is yes. It has to be unequivocally yes. Hi, Stephen. Would you and Ben consider doing a roast and toast for me for Scott's birthday? April 11th. obviously paid, starts at 6, probably go till 9. And I said, I'll ask Benny tomorrow. She said, perfect. And I said, is it a surprise or can I talk about it on the air? She goes, not a surprise. Go to town. So I wrote her back at 6:30 this morning after I ran it by Ben and said, what are your thoughts? And of course, Ben, being Ben, said, I'll do it. And I said, I'm so sorry. Yes.
The foot.
Yes.
Put the foot down now.
Yes. That's what I wanted you to do. But I did realize, even if you had said no, I'm then doing it by myself. So now.
Now, I realize, I don't know
I'm so sorry.
Your father-in-law well enough to roast him. But I said, is that really the job of the roast host?
This is the best part, Paula. You were here for this. So I'm telling Ben this, going, I know, man, like, because I know him really well. But I can't roast him. I can't roast him. I love him. I can't roast him. The things that I know that I could roast him for, I don't have the stomach to do it.
Well, you think of the Tom Brady one.
Right. And it's vicious.
And it just gets so gnarly.
It's so vicious.
And you can tell that there was a couple of things that truly hurt, like cutting.
Yes.
That hurt him.
I've been the subject of a roast. It's not fun. You get crushed for all of your deficiencies, all of the things that you've done wrong. I mean, I know stuff about Scott I could roast him for, but I'm not gonna. I'm not gonna. So I'm in here telling Ben, I go, you know, we don't have to do it. Then Ben starts doing what he just did. You heard that, Paulie, where he goes, well, actually, the hosts actually don't have to do much of the roasting. He then starts selling me on it. Something he didn't want to do. That's
you know what happened. Susie already got to him.
Did she already get to you? Did she already get to you?
No. And, you know, they don't need to pay us. This is your family. That would be
now
ridiculous.
He's really getting,
oh, my God,
that
dude.
That would be ridiculous.
So now I'm going to call her after the show and say, yes. Not only are we going to do it, we're going to do it for free.
Right. That's what we're going to do. But we are going to be on everyone's good side. And I think it would be good to be on, you know, everyone's good side.
Yeah. I mean, he's a really important person
right.
to know.
That's what I was thinking.
What do you think he's going to do? Leave you something in the will?
I'm not
here was my
that.
Telluride home, Ben. Thanks for the roast of me.
Just good karma, you know?
Yeah, I guess. Maybe.
So
for...
you've been roasted before.
Oh, my God.
When did this happen?
Years ago. Years and years. It's available online somewhere.
Another radio show?
Uh-huh. Or?
Was it on the air or was it like an event? Or
no,
it was
an event. There were people that came in the audience
roasted
and...
you.
It was...
I was going to say, I've never been roasted, but I get roasted for 4 hours.
That's true.
5 days a week, so...
It's
I do
different.
Know kind of the feeling
no.
of being roasted.
No, you really don't. You really don't. It's... What I do to you is tame. It's actually beyond tame from what you actually get in a roast. Now, the only thing I got on him, he's a Dodger fan. So I'm going to... We'll crush him for that. But then I think we turn it over to the other people that want to roast. Like, he'll let his kids roast him and stuff. And but, dude, Keegan says, would Ben be open to a roast by the tier ones? I've thought about doing an event. It's weird.
Social media?
It's social media, but, like, it's weird to host your own roast. Like, hey, we're doing a roast of us.
Roast me.
Roast me.
Hey,
it's,
roast me.
Bro.
Keegan's just bored because he's stuck at jury duty this morning.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Eric says, remember, host and roasters get roasted as well. So maybe
that's
we'll
true too.
We'll get roasted.
We can roast each other a bit as the host. Just
warm up
the roast, the other roasters who come up.
Now, these are like some high society type people, upper crust, if you will. And I don't know why we're doing this, but you've now sold me on doing it. So now we're going to do it. You'll do it with me?
Yeah.
Should we wear tuxedos and
sure,
stuff?
Sure, why not?
Oh, my God. This is going to be
great.
I'm
assuming the food will be good, right?
I would assume.
I would think that it'll be
knowing how my mother-in-law
good party
does
food.
It,
yeah,
I mean, it's going to be a great.
Too. I just want to get invited to the party.
It's going
to
be a great party.
This is the only
well,
way
that's the other thing
go.
Is like now we've been turned into the help. I wanted to go celebrate my father-in-law, you know, with the family, but now I've turned into the help. Right?
I picture myself, like you said, tuxedo, holding my martini as you
yes,
go up with the microphone.
Dean
yeah,
and
exactly.
Jerry.
Yes.
You, who will be Dean?
I'll be Dean.
You'll be Dean.
Yeah.
Like the coolest guy on the planet.
Right.
Okay, and I'll be Jerry Lewis. Okay, sounds good.
You can be Frank Sinatra.
I'll be Frank Sinatra.
You can be Frank Sinatra.
All right. So, well, thank you for doing that. I'm sorry that I got us into this pickle, but we will be doing that in April.
Any advice for Keegan? He's stuck at jury duty and is dying this morning.
I mean, I just don't answer those things most of the time. So
I don't know that I can legally tell you my advice.
He's already there.
I don't get them. Sorry. They never come in the mail.
I've never seen one in the mail.
So
ever.
Never.
Yeah.
Probably my past.
Can you swear under oath that you have never seen a jury duty summons in the mail?
Sure. Absolutely.
I could.
I just feel like it's going to catch up to you at some point.
Joe says, show contest for an invite. I don't know that my mother-in-law wants me turning this into a full-blown radio contest where people are lining up outside to watch us roast my father-in-law. But thank you for doing that. I'm sorry that you have to. And we're going to have fun. Right. We're going to have fun doing
it. It's in my calendar now.
So. Oh, man. We really did it. We're really doing it, aren't we, buddy?
I mean, you know, it's early stages. The plan could change at some point.
That's true.
We're in for now.
That's true. Okay, we are in. So that's, yeah, but the roast that I had to sit through, I don't know that you could handle it.
You don't think I could handle roasted?
No, not if they really roasted you.
I just get the sense that you don't get roasted unless you're pretty loved.
Like, yeah, a lot of
roast
it is
people they hate.
A lot of it is said with love, but that doesn't mean that it doesn't hurt and cut you deep. And they take all of your scabs and they just
then
rip them off.
Why do we think about all that?
I don't know.
I think
why
all
do
the big
people do this then?
On Comedy Central and Netflix? I got to imagine if you asked every one of those guys, would you do that again? They're probably like, no, I'm good. Tom Brady.
One and done.
Like
Tom Brady got crushed.
Yeah.
Got crushed. I mean, you got things you could roast me for. I got things I could roast you for. It'd break your heart. You know, it would just gut you. Nobody wants to sit up there and just take lashings, you know, for an hour or two. But, all right. Well, here's the other thing that you worry about. When you turn over the mic to the other roasters, are they going to be any good? That's the other thing that you worry about. We need to make sure we keep the line moving. But, yeah, so thank you for doing that. I appreciate it. We'll have some fun with it.
All right, we will come back. We need a contestant for Take on Woods if you want to join us and try to qualify for our grand prize drawing, trip to Las Vegas and the Motley Crue tickets, 833-288-0973. Get in now. You'll play in just a couple of minutes our musical trivia contest, one-on-one versus Stephen Woods, 833-288-0973. And we've got that new audio in from this morning, apparently Xander, with some interesting comments, so we can get to that coming up as well. Sammy's going to join us. He was the one gathering all of it, so he'll be with us later in this hour as well.
Well, again, I know that you think that this is going to get you in good with my father-in-law. Maybe he will actually leave something to you in his will or his trust and his will, Ben. Okay?
I mean, I'm not expecting it.
It'd be nice, though.
Turn it down. Yeah. Same time. You know me. I mean, this is what you're going to roast me on someday anyway.
That's exactly right. Well, did you know that if you do die without a will, your estate doesn't automatically go to your spouse, kids, or loved ones? Instead, the state will take over through intestate rules, Ben. And that means that your assets could be distributed
maybe
in ways.
Maybe I'll get it anyway.
Yeah, maybe you'll get it anyway. It's exactly right if he's not buttoned up with this. But that's why Ben and I went to Trust and Will. We got our wills and trusts all locked down.
Yes. If you want to make sure that your kids have the right guardians, you don't want to leave it to someone else to decide. You can set that all up very easily by going to trustandwill.com. You just answer a few questions in about 20 minutes. They're going to have some estate documents to ship you, and you can get all that for free shipping and everything and 10% off by using the code San Diego, all one word, San Diego, at trustandwill.com at checkout. You don't want to have to pay the extra probate costs that are avoidable. This is all stuff that you can spare your loved ones. You're gone. You can't help them at that point.
Correct.
But you can spare them from some of the pain and some of the hassle by simply taking 20, 25 minutes right now.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Even with a will, probate is unavoidable. Only a trust can help you bypass it entirely. So get that done. Go to trustandwill.com. Again, use the code San Diego when you check out to get 10% off plus free shipping of your estate plans.
Oh, we got a lot of Padres talk to get back to. New content from Xander Bogaerts, Jackson Merrill talking this morning. Sammy Leavitt is going to join us. He's been doing all the hard work for us in Peoria, Arizona. Just quickly, though, before we get to take on Woods, did have a signing in Major League Baseball this morning. The Chicago Cubs have signed Justin Turner for $6 million. Cubs definitely see an opportunity here this year, Woods. The Central with the Brewers losing Willie Adames and not spending anything in the offseason. They've been the main competition in that division. The Cardinals have not spent a dollar.
Not $1.
So the Cubs are going like, all right, well, if no
Let's
one
go.
Else wants it, then we'll go ahead and just, you know, make an effort to try to take it from everybody else this year.
It's a lot of money for Justin Turner, in my opinion, yeah.
It does feel like a lot of money.
Okay.
But again,
veteran leadership.
Chicago should have plenty of money. Even their owners like to say, well, we can't compete with the big market teams.
Yeah.
You're the Chicago Cubs.
Yeah, you Cubs. Yeah.
You've
sell out every game.
Yeah. For decades.
For decades.
And decades and decades.
Yeah.
I think you're doing okay.
Yeah, so yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're definitely the team to beat in the NL Central. Well, we've got a familiar face as our contestant here. Let's get to a little take on Woods.
It's time for Take on Woods.
Woods.
I don't want to say we're not playing favorites here. He called in. He's our contestant. He's the first one here. So we've got our friend David Jay from Mad Friars wants to take on Woods. Hi, David. How are you?
You know, I'm doing okay. I'll answer how I'm doing after we're finished here.
Right, well, you're not an employee of Odyssey, so you are eligible for our grand prize, which is the trip for two to Las Vegas and the tickets to Motley Crue for their new residency at the Park MGM. You can win by just tying or beating Woods in our game here. You can get your own tickets for the Motley Crue residency at Ticketmaster.com. And you know how the game works. Five questions head-to-head against Woods, but you get to choose the category, give you a little bit of an advantage. Your choices are article sound system. Those are five song titles and artists with the word sound in them. Straight talk, five song titles that begin with the word straight. And musical JJs, five musical artists with the initials JJ. So, what would you like to play? Article sound system, straight talk, or musical JJs? David J.
Well, I feel like a coward not taking the third one, but I think I'm going to do the sound system.
Article sound system. May have my favorite band acronym, of course, Pauly.
Oh, yeah.
But this category is actually all about songs. Yes, songs and artists with the word sound somewhere in the name. You'll have 60 seconds. If you don't know an answer, you can pass it. We'll come back to it if there's time left on the clock. First question is the two-second song. Pauly's going to play you some music. You need to give me the song title and the artist, one of which has sound in there, to score that point. David, are you ready to go?
As ready as I'm going to be.
All right, let's put 60 seconds on the clock. The category is article sound system. David, your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck. Let's take on Woods.
Skipped on
Pauly. Hang on, let's start over.
You're in control, is there any way you want to go?
Okay, now go.
Pass.
Which pioneering band formed in Seattle in 1984 by singer and drummer Chris Cornell?
Soundgarden.
Correct. Which 1964 acoustic classic by Simon and Garfunkel begins
Sound
with...
Sound of Silence.
Correct. Gloria Estefan sang about the conga as lead singer of which 1980s American Latin pop
Miami
band?
Miami Sound Machine.
Correct. Which 2011 song became a breakout hit for indie pop duo Capital Cities?
Safe and Sound.
Correct. Let's go back and see if we can play that song again, Pauly.
You're in control, is there any way you want to go?
I don't have it.
Don't have that one. All right, we got the other four, and you got plenty of time. So, what'd you think of the Padres' prospect so far at camp this year?
Yeah, is that Ethan Salas playing that one?
Yeah, no, it's not it. That is that is The Speed of Sound by Coldplay. I think that was a tough clip, though. That was going to make it difficult. But he got four, which is a great score, and I don't know that Woods is going to beat that. So, David, hang on the line. Let's bring Woods back in. You got Soundgarden, Sound of Silence, Miami Sound Machine, and, well, here comes Woods, so I won't say the last one. All right. David J., our contestant today.
Oh, I love David J.
He's picked the category.
He's a smart dude, man. Smart dude.
He is.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck, Woods. Let's take on David.
You're in control. Is there any way you want to go?
It's Coldplay. I'll come back to it.
Which pioneering band was formed in Seattle in 1984 by singer and drummer Chris Cornell?
Soundgarden.
Correct. Which 1964 acoustic classic by Simon and Garfunkel begins with the line, "Hello, darkness, my old friend"?
Read the question again.
Which 1964 acoustic classic by Simon and Garfunkel begins
Sound
with...
Sound of Silence.
Correct. Gloria Estefan...
Speed of Sound is the Coldplay
Correct.
Song.
Gloria Estefan sang about the congas, lead singer of which...
Miami Sound Machine.
Correct. Which 2011 song became the breakout hit for the indie pop duo known as Capital Cities?
It's Turds. Safe and Sound.
Oh, you beat David J. 5-4. Thanks to your knowledge of Coldplay, which surprised me. You got that one. David did not get Speed of Sound.
I actually enjoy that song very much.
One of the better Coldplay offerings.
It is a really good offer.
David, I'm sorry.
Sorry, David.
You didn't make
Lizzie,
it.
Lizzie, I'm coming for you, man.
Well, listen. Listen, you're 0-1 right now, buddy. It happens.
I appreciate the courage to try to take down Woods.
The guy came in and dropped four on you right away. It's pretty good.
The name of that category, by the way, was Article Sound System.
Oh, ass. Yeah.
Live Your Life from Article Sound System, released 5 years ago.
Otherwise known as ass.
Yeah. Article Sound System.
Got him. One of the best. He's getting himself again. That tickled him so much.
He's done. Damn, you fell out of his chair.
The headphones came off.
Headphones came off. He spit, I think, at one point. There was drool. Yeah. You hear him slurp it up?
Was that on purpose, or did no one think about it when they named it?
I'm sure it was on purpose.
Was it?
I'm sure. It had to be. That Capital City song gives me the biggest set of heebie-jeebies. I was thinking about it
the
other day.
You had to play it, though, on the air a few times, I take it.
Oh, Benny, every friggin' 15 minutes, that stupid Safe and Sound. And I was thinking about it the other day. I was actually talking to a buddy, and I said, when I started in alternative radio, they sold their souls for these bands. The 21 Pilots, the Capital Cities, the Gautiers, they sold their souls. The Lumineers. Where are these guys right now? They're working at Pep Boys or something. I've not heard from any of these bands since. We sold all of our rock and roll sensibilities for these, like, poppy, techno-y, you know, bands. And I have not heard word one from any. Where's Gautier? Where's he?
It's a he.
Yeah. Hi, thanks for calling Papa John's. This is Gautier. Can I take your order?
Maybe one of the biggest songs of the decade.
Tyler says 21 Pilots is still massive.
He's just some guy that we used to know.
Yeah, he is some guy we used to know. He says they're still massive. I've not heard one song from 21 Pilots, and they're nice kids. I interviewed them; they're nice dudes. But it's just the frequency of which we really sold our soul for this music. And
you
it went
realize
away.
That you have very strong musical opinions that are not always shared by everyone else,
especially
right?
Massively. Give me some Capital Cities. Listen to what I had to play just over and over and over and over.
Send us out to break.
All right. We will come back. Sammy Levitt's going to join us from Peoria, Arizona. We get new sound from Xander Bogaerts, Jackson Merrill as well. All coming up after Capital Cities here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. All right. No need for a congressional investigation. We think we figured out what happened and take on Woods. I was supposed to be the opening lyrics to Speed of Sound by Coldplay.
Correct.
But something on the computer, you could hear it. It kind of glitched, and we think it jumped to the song Square One.
Which also
Coldplay.
Started at the exact same,
at the same time.
Time.
So,
which I love. I love that song,
David
too.
J., you have a chance to come back and take on Woods again at any time.
Okay.
So he didn't really miss that one. You got it somehow even by not knowing the song.
But I got it with the wrong song.
I don't know. We can't really have an official ruling on that one. But everyone who's saying that was the wrong song, yes. We had some sort of computer malfunction there on the playing of the song. Neither here nor there, because right now we're heading out to Peoria, Arizona, where we are joined. He is into week number 2 of his 6.5-week stretch covering Padres spring training. Looking no worse for wear. Sammy Levitt, Sharp Sammy, spring training Sammy with us here on 97.3 The Fan. How was your weekend, Sammy?
Hi, guys. Good morning. Very good weekend. Had the day off on Sunday, so went for a little hike and spent the day in Scottsdale. So that was pretty nice. But the weather has been great so far. Sun is shining, full squad workouts, and everybody in a good mood here in Peoria.
All right. Everyone's there, right? No drama?
No drama.
Look at this.
To my knowledge. Everybody's here.
Well, 100%. Reporting rate.
And get ready to go. Everybody's here.
No travel issues, no food poisoning, everybody, no raw milk. It's everyone's there and ready to jam. Eyes on the prize, Sammy.
I'll tell you what, and I said this to somebody a little bit earlier in the clubhouse. This has been, for me, the most quiet first week of spring training. Like 2023, you know, it was kind of the World Series or bust feel to it with, you know, Soto here and Snell here,
yeah,
and Hader here, all the guys they had in 23 and kind of the mentality heading into that year. And then last year, obviously, you had Bogaerts moving positions, some other pretty big storylines coming off the disappointment of 23. This has been different. Hasn't been, you know, any controversy, really no huge headlines to speak of. And I'll tell you what, you look around, what's going on with Marcus Stroman, Rafael Devers, you know, this time of year you can have some headlines you don't necessarily want. So
yeah.
I would say a pretty good thing that it's been pretty quiet so far.
Got a chance to meet Nick Pivetta yesterday, Sammy. Give us your impressions and kind of just the overall thoughts. I had the thought this weekend, Woods, that, you know, given the Padres now starting rotation with some depth of Pivetta, the bullpen, they have a really, really good pitching staff. I mean, you'd look at that team and go, even if they had no offense, they should be able to compete in most games given that pitching staff. Now, like, the Seattle Mariners have no offense.
Yeah, it's tough.
They're still playoff contenders,
yep,
because they got a great pitching staff. I would say the Padres have a great pitching staff now, Sammy.
Yeah. Guys, the more I look at this thing, aside from the question mark around the number five spot in the rotation, this is a really good staff. I mean, you're looking at a bullpen. I'm looking at the numbers here of guys, and I see essentially 11 guys that could certainly make the bullpen out of spring training. There are others you can throw in that mix as well. I tweeted out the list of 11 guys, and really 7 of them, I would assume, are pretty close to locks. So you're looking at one spot for maybe 3 or 4 guys, where on other teams, all those guys would be in your bullpen. And then obviously you have now the top 4 of the rotation, including Pivetta. I thought Pivetta said all the right things yesterday. I've been really impacted by what other guys have said about him. Xander Bogaerts, former teammate inside the clubhouse a little bit earlier, called him a dog. You heard Michael King, who obviously faced Pivetta on the other side with the Yankees. I mean, talked about the competitor he is. I mean, this seems like a real competitive guy, and if you buy into the upside and what the Padres believe he is, I think there's a lot of reason for excitement. I think those guys in there, I think they really like that signing of Nick Pivetta, so makes me excited to watch him.
And listen, Sammy was brilliant over the weekend, you know, tweeted out, hey, who does everybody want to see? Give me some ideas. If I'm back there, I'll get some video. And a couple of your videos turned some heads, certainly. And people are talking about Jonathan Perlaza, and they're talking about Bradley Rodriguez. And Bradley Rodriguez is one that's really interesting to me. Now, he's a young dude, but he's got filthy stuff, and I mean filthy. Fastball, changeup, cutter, heater sitting about 97 to 99, gets above 100. I mean, it's you look at that and go, okay. And again, not a guy you probably expect to make the club out of spring training, Sammy. And Perlaza may be the same. I know he hit some bombs over in the KBO last year, but it does give you something to get a little juiced up about when you see some of this young talent.
Absolutely. Well, let's start with Perlaza. Here's what I'll tell you about Jonathan Perlaza. He does not get cheated on his swing, number one. And number two, he is jacked. I mean, this guy has hit the weight room for sure. He's got biceps the size of my head. So I'm interested to see what he does in the Cactus League games. Look, we all know it. There's an opportunity,
yep,
as far as bench spots, as far as DH, as far as outfield time. So I'm excited to see what he does. And obviously, he had a very, very good year as far as power, RBI, run production in the KBO. We'll see how he does here in spring training. And look, I think we all understand, even if a guy doesn't make the team out of spring training, somebody like Jonathan Perlaza is somebody we could see a little bit deeper into the year. As far as, and I got to get the pronunciation. I think it may be Bradley, even though there's a G.
Really?
Is it just there, Bradley?
Silent G.
Why would you silent G him?
Last year I asked around, and I was getting different answers. I got to get the official answer now that he's in big league camp, so I will get that answer. Jesse Agler probably knows already. I should just ask Jesse.
Yeah, good idea.
But it may just be Bradley. I got to find out. But look, stuff looked great. You know, really nice seeing him and Francis Pena face major league guys, and obviously somebody who is really highly touted. Now, to my earlier point, is Rodriguez going to make this bullpen? Considering the names that are in the mix right now, I'd say probably a long shot, but again, somebody that I think you would say there's a pretty good chance we may see him at some point in 2025, and is one of the guys they're really excited about, no doubt.
Sam Levitt is with us, spring training Sammy from Peoria, Arizona. I know it hasn't been, at least I don't believe it's been officially announced yet, but any buzz? We're both kind of confused about the Yuli Gurriel signing and exactly what he's got left in the tank and why the Padres are going in that direction as a potential, I guess, DH option this season?
I haven't heard anything about it today. Obviously, I don't think, unless I missed it, I don't think the team officially announced it. I didn't hear anything about it today. To be honest, it wasn't really part of the chatter that I heard inside the clubhouse. I personally have not seen Yuli today, so I'll be honest with you guys, I don't have a lot on it, but I have not personally seen him today. Doesn't mean he's not here. I don't think the team's officially announced it yet, so when I have more on that, I'll let you know, but I don't got a whole lot on it right now.
Spring training Sammy out there live in Peoria. We'll see you in a couple weeks, or what, a week, right? We
leave a week from today.
A week from today. It's creeping up on us, Sammy. Now, you're asking all the good questions already, so I have a problem with that. I have to come up with all new material. So, I mean, you know, watching yesterday, I saw you post a video of Manny and Xander. I know Xander had some comments I think we're going to play pretty soon. And you think about what's going on over in Boston right now. We went through a little bit of that with Xander, but it was kind of sprung on him last year, the day he got to spring training. By the way, you're our second baseman, which was a little bit odd. You know, now he's back at shortstop, seems to be more comfortable. Saw some video of him. Hey, looking pretty smooth, as was Manny at third.
Yeah, I think with both those guys, Manny and Xander, I think something to consider is that they're both really healthy. I'll start with Manny, actually. You know, Manny said, and you know, his famous line is that you're never 100% after that first day. But he did say yesterday, first day of full squad workouts, that he was indeed at 100%. But I guess never again after yesterday. But he's totally healthy. And obviously, he's not coming off the elbow surgery, so that's a big deal. I mean, the fact that he feels as good as he seemingly feels, I think, is a great sign. As far as Xander, look, there's no doubt about it. You know, in one way or another, it feels like it was sprung on him this time last year. He talked about it in the clubhouse earlier. It's a different world playing second base, or at least it was to him. And I think there is certainly a comfort level going back to shortstop, knowing fully his situation, entering this season. He seems to feel great. Kevin Acey had a really good article over the weekend about some of the adjustments he made in his off-season workouts with the running. So with those guys, veteran guys, I think the fact that they feel as good as they feel is a really nice thing and a big deal, and hopefully it bodes well for what we see throughout the course of 162.
And you know what's funny, too, is we talked a little bit about it last week, and I think it was you that tweeted about Leo DeVries' locker being right next to Xander Bogaerts, and it is baseball is a weird sport in that way, where it's like, hey, guess what? I need you to mentor the kid that's going to take your job and probably move you to second base or first base here in a few years. I don't think it's happening anytime soon. What have been your reports on Leo and how he's looked out there?
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Leo spoke today for the first time. It was the first time that I've personally seen him speak with the media. I don't think he did it last year at all. I guess he did it over Zoom after he signed. But this is the first time I've seen him speak in person, and he did have the interpreter, Danny Sanchez, but I thought was incredibly well-spoken for an 18-year-old, and said all the right things. And on the field, look, he doesn't, you know, seem 18, right? There's maturity about him. You know, I haven't seen him a ton on the field as far as do anything like notable in the live BPs that really blew me away, but we've got a long way to go. I thought what was cool is that clearly DeVries and Salas are close and have a really good relationship. DeVries called his relationship with Salas something special, and then Salas said, "Leo's my boy," a little bit later inside the clubhouse. So I think it's really cool that those two guys have that kind of relationship and really mature. And obviously he's sitting between Hayward and Bogarts, and just a really cool thing for that young man. And I'm excited to see what he does in the Cactus League games and beyond. It should be a lot of fun.
All right, finally, Sammy, before you go, any word from the notoriously loose-lipped Mike Schilt, or Mike Schmidt, as Nick Pavetta refers to him, on
did he say that yesterday?
He did.
He said he talked to A.J. Schmidt and Niebla.
A little slip of the, slip of the tongue.
A little slip of the tongue. About who we're going to see on Friday, pitching-wise, to start, and, you know, how this competition for the fifth starter's job is going to go in these Cactus League games.
I have not heard anything yet. It's a good question. We'll see if anybody asks it today. What day is it? It's Tuesday.
A little early for Friday pitching assignments yet.
Yeah, a little early. You know what? I think the better question is, who's starting opening day? Let's just do it. I mean, somebody asked it today.
We try to get them at FanFest.
We've got a ton of TV people here.
Shut your mouth, man. Shut your mouth.
Yeah, I mean, maybe I'll get my guy Julian Delgadio. Maybe he'll ask to.
Yeah, I'm sure. Jake's there, too.
To asking about the opening day starter. I don't know yet who's going to start on Friday, although typically that could hypothetically, although not always, give you a little idea about who may start opening day. So we'll see when they start on Friday. I don't know yet, to answer your question very simply. Mike Schilt has not said.
Sammy, I know you'll appear on our further shows today with more updates, but it's always good talking to you and good to see you. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you, buddy.
All right. See you guys.
Sam Levitt.
Crushing
spring
it.
Training. Sammy doing such a great job with the content.
Crushing it.
Adam is so happy with him right now.
Oh, Adam is.
He's always Sammy's always pretty frugal too while he's there.
Oh, Adam is like
perfect employee.
Yeah,
he's model employee.
Now I bet you our 3 days out there. Well, we'll do Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night.
Yeah,
I bet you we exceed a month. The three of us.
Sammy's expenses.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's get to some of that sound that we got in from Xander Bogaerts, Jackson Merrill. We'll play a clip or two after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. Well, as you made mention of it earlier, last spring training, it was kind of sprung on Xander at the last moment that they were going to ask him to move from shortstop to second base.
Yeah.
Sounds like he's had quite a bit more warning time about knowing he's going to shortstop this year, and spoke to reporters, including our Sam Levitt in the Padres clubhouse this morning. Here's Xander on his mindset of returning to shortstop this spring.
This time last year, things were a little bit different. You were getting ready to learn second base. Now you know you're back at shortstop, your natural position where you've been for a long time. How did that impact both your offseason and I suppose your mindset entering this spring?
I mean, I played shortstop so long, you know, I mean, as a kid in the big leagues for a long time, so it's just more natural, you know. Second base, I had to learn on the fly. It was a little bit tough in the beginning. Throughout the season, it was a little tough. My body's getting used to different angles and different motions, and I had to adjust to that. You know, it wasn't the easiest thing, but I was up for it, and as I said, I tried my best, you know. I mean, I think I actually did a pretty good job over there defensively. You can always be better, but I actually think I did pretty good. So hopefully I can go back at short and be myself.
Is it nice to have that kind of off your plate, having to learn a new spot as you begin to start a new season?
I think it makes it a little bit easier on my body, you know. Just going back at short, I mean, I haven't had any issues physically. Thankfully, over there at short since I'm back. So hopefully it continues. As I said, I just probably didn't have enough time to learn second base last year. If I would have had the offseason, it would have been different, you know. But learning in spring training, learning on the fly, I think my body was just a little bit not adjusted to it as quickly as we would have wanted, you know. But we managed it. We went through it. And, I mean, we had a really good year as a team last year. Individually, I definitely could have been better. But this year is a new year.
By the way, Xander wasn't bad defensively
at
second base at all, but he did get hurt out there. Yep. And, you know, don't know how much his lack of familiarity played into that or not. But it's got to be more difficult. Just the, you know, protecting yourself on dives and stuff. You're used to it at short. You're not used to it at second base. So that was a big thing. And then we've got another clip on Xander. Sammy referred to it on the signing of his former Boston Red Sox teammate, Nick Pivetta.
See him.
Some new teammates. What do you think on the Nick Pivetta signing?
Yeah, my guy. Nicky P, huh? I mean, he's a dog. You know, I played with him a couple years with the Red Sox. See him when we traded for him from the Phillies. Came, he was in the minors, and he got an opportunity with us in the big leagues. He did a really good job. He gives you a lot of innings. You know, that's a guy that throws a lot of pitches for the most part. He's always healthy. Hopefully that stays that way. But he just gives you a lot of innings, you know, and gets you pretty deep in the bullpen, and hopefully he can continue having that success here.
So, you know, he's excited to have Nick Pivetta as part of the pitching rotation going forward. He's familiar with him.
Nicky P.
Seems like an addition that everybody is pretty happy about in that Padres clubhouse.
Excited to meet him.
I'm excited for Xander's season.
Yeah, me
this
too.
Year. I really feel like if he's going to have a good season with the Padres,
this is it.
This is the one.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Pivot player.
This is the one. He's had injury issues the last couple of years. He's coming into spring healthy. He's coming in at the position where he's comfortable. He's coming in good shape.
It's also like the no excuses bit, right?
That's true.
Like that's the other way to look at it is, all right, well, I mean, this is it. Like you got what you wanted. Let's get back to being the Xander Bogaerts that they know in Boston and that we want to know here.
And you never know. I mean, injuries can be very random, but you do think if he doesn't have a good year this year, then it may not ever
happen. Materialize.
Which is when you sign a guy for an 11-year contract and you don't even feel like you get one stellar year out of him.
How many more years would we have? That would be eight more.
Eight more.
It's cool.
And you gotta think this has got to be.
Let's get it.
Hopefully, like one or I mean, get one or two of the really good years out of him here. This has got to be one of them. You think? Jackson Merrill is such a treasure.
He's a dog,
isn't he?
Yep.
Isn't he? We've got some sound from him. Our biggest fan announcement all coming up. Hour number four of Ben and Woods next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.